Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, August 4th, 2025. 80 years ago this week, on August 6th, the U.S. detonated a nuclear bomb over Hiroshima, Japan. 3 days later, on August 9th, 1945, our government dropped an even more powerful nuclear bomb on Nagasaki, Japan. Although the exact number of people killed immediately or later from the effects of radiation is unknown, the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists reported in 2020 that, quote, "The Joint Commission's estimates for the dead and injured at Hiroshima were that out of 255,200 inhabitants at the time of the bombing, 65,500, or 25.5%, had died by mid-November 1945, and an additional 27% had been injured. At Nagasaki, there was considerably more uncertainty about the population at the time of the bombing, but the Joint Commission settled on a figure of 195,290 inhabitants, out of which 39,214, or 20%, had been killed by mid-November 1945, and 25,153, just under 13% more, were injured. This Wednesday, the 6th, the Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine and Pax Christi, Maine, will hold an event in observation of the 80th anniversary of the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, with messages, music, and community. It'll be happening from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at Davenport Park in Bangor, on the corner of Main and Cedar Streets, so across the street from the police station and the homeless shelter. Tomorrow, Tuesday, in Bangor, at the Chapin Park, the Bangor Band performs a special children's concert. Quote, "On Tuesday, August 5th at 6:30 p.m., the Bangor Band will mount a special event for families with a free kid-centric concert at Chapin Park in Bangor. This concert is a family-friendly program designed to pique children's curiosity about musical instruments and playing music. The band will join with partners David French Music Company, Northern Light Healthcare, and the Bangor Public Library to offer an instrument petting zoo, face painting, arts and crafts, bracelet making, and of course a live musical performance of enduring favorites, new music, and joyous pieces that children young and old will know and love. The Bangor Band's 166th concert season has brought the band to a number of different neighborhood parks, including Stillwater, Chapin, and Cascade, the waterfront, as well as the Bangor Public Library, showcasing the versatile talent of New England's oldest continuously performing community band in a relaxed environment. Conducted by conductor Dr. Philip Edelman and associate conductor Scott Burdett, the band will perform this family-friendly mix of marches and popular music that will have your toes tapping," end quote. You can get more information at bangorband.org. Chapin Park is behind the Abraham Lincoln School in the Tree Streets area of Bangor. And taking a quick look at what was in the news in Maine 100 years ago today on August 4th, 1925, this was front and center at the top of the first page in the Bangor Daily News. It's from the AP. Quote, "Radio casting the human voice from the McMillan Arctic Navy expedition has proved so successful that members of the expedition party expect rebroadcasting to thousands of home receivers will be possible within a few weeks." That was the statement of Lieutenant Commander E.F. McDonald, Jr. in a radio communication from Etah, Greenland, announcing that their radio casting of music and voice on Saturday night had been reportedly heard by amateur operators in London, England, and Grand Forks, North Dakota. End quote. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.